All right, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Thanks for joining us today. We are the Microsoft Edge team. We are here to answer your questions about Edge. We've got a variety of folks here on the call, so let's just do a quick round of introductions. So my name is Colleen Williams, and I'm a Principal Program Manager on the Edge team. Working with customers, getting your feedback, driving that feedback back into the engineering teams. Steve, if you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Steve Rue, and I lead the enterprise product team within Edge.
Candace?
Hi, my name is Candace, she, her, hers, and I'm a PM on browser experiences, and I work on a feature called collections.
Shilpa?
Hi, my name is Shilpa. I work on the Edge product team on the enterprise side, and my job is to get users on Edge and get them off of IE.
Excellent. And Aaron Ash.
Yeah, hi, my name is Arunesh Chandra, and I'm on the Edge product team, specifically kind of looking into the security of Edge, the usage of specifically around the security in the enterprise, like data leak protection, conditional access, browser isolation, smart screen, and things like that.
Perfect. And while we are the folks you can see on camera, we do have some people on the back end. Scott Lowe from our platform side of the house, Kyle Flug, whom lots of you know from the developer side, and William Devereaux, also from Browser Experiences. So they will be helping to answer questions and promoting your questions as we talk through them here. So just a little bit of background. So we have some videos on our aka.ms/edge YouTube channel. And this channel will help you. It shows you the video that I did for Ignite, Top Reasons Why Customers Love Microsoft Edge. That's about an 18, 19-minute video, and it goes through a whole host of areas, including security, productivity, manageability, and some announcements there. But there's a variety of other videos on the channel as well. And we that cover a deeper dive into some of the topics that I talk about. Kiosk mode is a great one. Mobile, we have a mobile video there. PWA, WebView 2. And over the next few weeks, we will have more videos coming. Aaron Ash and another colleague, Radia, did a video on security. We'll have more videos coming over the next few weeks, so you can take a deep dive and learn. The videos are pretty much between 5 to 10 minutes long, so you can take a look and see the different areas that you are interested in. But I encourage you to go watch those videos, and then you can certainly follow up with us for any additional questions, either on Twitter or at msedgedev on Twitter. That's a kind of a general handle that all of us take a look at and monitor. So really appreciate everyone taking the time to join us. And we'd love to see questions. Part of the Ask the Experts is you can ask us questions, and most of the time we'll have an answer. Sometimes we don't have an answer and we'll do a follow-up. But please send questions over. No question is too big or too small for us to take a look at and chat. And so while we're waiting for some questions, I'm gonna, ask some of my colleagues here some interesting things. So Shilpa, your feature is IE mode. So this allows for customers to utilize a list that allows for the sites who need IE11 for whatever reason to remain in the same browser. So talk about IE mode and what that is and how that's beneficial and what customers can do to stop the use of IE11 standalone in their environment and stop that muscle memory.
Of course. So, as Colleen mentioned, IE mode on Microsoft Edge makes it easy for you to use all the sites your organization needs in a single browser. It does so by providing a native IE11 experience within Edge. So your users no longer need to switch between browsers to access legacy applications. And the way we do this is IE mode uses the integrated Chromium engine for all of the modern sites, and it uses the Trident MSHTML engine from IE11 for all of the legacy sites. IE mode is powered by the Enterprise Mode site list. So if you already have the Enterprise Mode site list configured, all you need to do is configure the policies needed to enable IE mode, add a few sites as neutral sites if you're using auth sites that go between Edge and IE mode. And when you're done with all of that, you're all set for your users to use a single browser. One of the things that we also have released most recently is an OS policy that allows you to disable IE 11 as a standalone app, as a standalone browser for your organization. A lot of our customers have, you have mentioned that you want to stop that muscle memory. There's a couple of different ways to do that, and this is the number one thing. So in order to disable standalone IE, you just need all of the OS updates that have been released as of the last patch Tuesday in February. And so once you do this, the IE 11 icon on the start menu will be removed. So your users will no longer see that IE 11 icon that they're so used to clicking on. And when they try to launch shortcuts or file associations that use IE 11, they'll be redirected to open that in Microsoft Edge. And when users try to launch IE 11 by invoking the iExplore.exe binary, Microsoft Edge will launch instead as well. So these are some of the things that we've been doing to ensure that you're getting the full benefit of using IE mode right within Edge.
Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. And if you find something that's not working in IE mode for whatever reason, but does work in IE 11 standalone, we want to know about that. We want to learn, you know, what you're doing and what the scenario you are trying to solve for. Please let us know. We have a couple of programs in place that can assist. So we've got our AppAssure team. So this is where if a site or app works in IE 11 standalone or Chrome or legacy Edge, it absolutely should work in Edge on Chromium. And if it doesn't, give us a call. The AppAssure team will help. We also have our fast track team available for deployments and answering regular questions, you know, throughout your deployment process. And then, of course, Edge is already in your Premier support contract. So once you've deployed Edge and an issue arises, you know, you can call the customer service support, you know, and talk about Edge and we can figure that out. So we partner very closely with those teams. I meet with those teams at least 3 times a week. So we want to know the issues that you're having, and especially, you know, in the IE 11 IE mode, let us know if there's a gap. We've got a great question here from Kendra. And Kendra, I'm going to ask some questions back to you. So you say that you don't feel like you learn a lot, you're going to learn very well from video format and if there's other formats available. You do have a ton of documentation at aka.ms/deploy-edge. And that is all of our enterprise documentation. So any documentation that you need to configure Edge, deploy it in your environment, manage it, all of the different enterprise features such as IE mode, identity is in there, kiosk mode. There's a whole host of areas on security. Our policies are all in there. But I'd like to understand more about what formats you'd like to see. In this digital age, we've had to kind of figure things out very fast and kind of roll with the times a little bit. And so videos are seemingly going well. We've got the written documentation. But if there's another format available that you might find useful, I'd love to know. So feel free to, you know, write a comment back and then we can know a little bit more about that. The next question we have, I'm gonna send this to Aridesh. And so this is about Edge being secure. So is Edge a secure browser? And to kick things off, yes, Edge is you know, the most secure browser for your business on Windows 10. It's more secure than Google Chrome. We have a link, aka.ms/edge-more-secure. But I want to send it over to Aridesh to talk about the security of Edge and why it is the most secure browser for your business.
All right, so that's a good question to get started with. So as Colleen mentioned, there is a huge write-up that we did that, you know, substantiates our claim why Edge is a better browser than Chrome in the enterprise for in terms of security. So if you look at how the enterprise security threat landscape or the concerns that security focused enterprises are having today are like external threats regarding phishing and malware, internal you know, threats around data threats and compliance requirements around data leak prevention, DLP, And you know, having a way for allowing secure remote access. I mean, if you think of these three different ways, what Edge brings to people here is substantial. So if you look at the first category of external threats of dealing with phishing and malware, Edge has the best phishing protection, number one phishing protection as rated by NSS Lab today, which is an independent agency that has tested phishing protection across different browser vendors and has come up with a result saying Edge is the most secure browser for phishing protection. So we're very proud of that. So that's how the phishing is handled in Edge. There's the feature called browser isolation using Application Guard. That feature again helps you deal with the malware problem the enterprises are facing today. So that's another unique to Edge feature that is available for enterprises to deploy. Regarding data compliance, so another area that enterprises have to deal with regarding security is having the right kind of data compliance policies using DLP systems. And Edge has a native integration with Microsoft Endpoint DLP, which is also helps with your existing M365 solution around MIP, the protection classification and labeling infrastructure that you already have that can be extended over to Edge to support those investment already. And last but not least, the secure access to remote apps. Microsoft provides a very powerful zero trust mechanism called conditional access. And that conditional access is built right into Edge. There's no need for additional plugins or things like that to be deployed. So it lowers the total cost of ownership when you're using Edge with other Microsoft services. So number one, I mean, it is clearly there's a lot of security value that is built into Edge today that you can kind of realize out of the box. And if you are already invested in M365 security and compliance, Edge helps you derive more value for that investment that you already have. And I would invite you to go check out aka.ms Edge More Secure. There's a great deal of material substantiating this claim. So perfect. I hope that answers the question.
Thank you so much. Aaronesh also did some videos. They're on our YouTube channel. He did a deep dive video into DLP, as well as Application Guard, and Eva Chen, who's not on this call today, but she did one on Smart Screen. So lots of great resources for you to dive deeper into each of the security areas. We have another question here from Noel. So why can't we have more than 8 quick links on the new tab page? So that's an interesting question, and in the 2 years we've been talking about Edge on Chromium, I don't think I've gotten that one. So what I'd love to see, Noel, how many links would you like to have? Is 8 not enough? You'd like 16 or 24? I think there are some limitations, but it'd be interesting to see how many you would like to see there. So feel free to reply back there. This is as much interaction as we can have, but sometimes with the questions, we get to ask questions back to make sure we're understanding, and helps us understand, what you want to see. So to switch topics a little bit, Candace, you own Collections, and a bunch of other people as well. And so tell us about this new feature. And one of the common questions we get is why use Collections maybe over Favorites? And tell us a little bit about that feature.
Great. Thanks for asking, Colleen. So I work on a feature called Collections, which we shipped with the new Microsoft Edge, I think almost about 2.5 years ago. And when we decided to build this feature, we were kind of landscaping the available features in browsers today that allow users to save things like web links. And we kind of realized over, you know, the last 20 years of browser evolution and as tasks become more complicated, the tools inside of the browser haven't been really updated to make it easy to save. And so really the crux of collections is to make it really easy for you to save not only links, but images and text via drag and drop or using a button, and almost creating this canvas or workspace in the browser so you can get back to your projects, get back to your links as well. So it's really powerful in that way. The other thing is Edge is also intelligent. And so when we save certain pages, we actually run a little bit of machine learning to understand the contents of the web page. And so if you were to navigate to a page like Amazon and save a product because you're making a wish list, we're actually able to extract the rating and the price. So it's really powerful. I use it a lot during the holidays when I was shopping for friends and family. And the great thing about collections is it plugs really well into M365 as well. So you could generate this list of, let's say, products from Amazon, and then send it over to Excel so you can, you know, start building your holiday budget. The favorites and collections question is actually really interesting because I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I like to think of it kind of as an and. It's almost like a Reese's peanut butter cup. You can have chocolate and peanut butter. Favorites I really see as the quick way to access your links. So very similar to top sites on NTP, you have a surface like the favorites bar where you're able to put many links and they're represented very condensely. I see collections really as a place for you to work on your active projects, and it's quite visual. The other thing I'll highlight about collections is if you right click on a tab today, you actually save all of your tabs into collections. So oftentimes I use that as a way to kind of help manage all of my projects or help kind of clean up the windows, because a couple times I'll look and I'll see I have like 25 tabs open. So it's really nice to stash it away, give it a project name, and then reopen it later on.
Awesome. And there's a follow-up question on collections, so perfect timing here. So from Jeremy, you mentioned in collections integration into M365. Can you say more about what you can do as far as those integrations?
Yeah, there are three main integrations today that collections has with M365. There is Send to Word, Send to Excel, and Send to OneNote. So I spoke a little bit already about Send to Excel, and really that's really shines with kind of the product types that are saved into collections. Send to Word is really kind of tailored for students and educators. So if you save text or images, we actually create a citation for you and you're able to save it to a Word document. So I imagine this workflow, I wish I kind of had this workflow when I was a college student. If I was writing a paper and I saved a whole bunch of quotes, we're actually able to generate a citation that you can use when you submit the paper. Or if you're creating maybe a presentation or a report for your students, they'll know where to cite and where to get the source of it. The last one is Send to OneNote, and this is actually really feedback that we've gotten from our users since we shipped. Users wanted a way to put their stuff into OneNote, and we kind of see it as like almost like a harmony together. Collections is really the area inside of the browser that you save things, and then when you're ready to put it into your own personal archive in OneNote, we make it really easy to send all those links there as well.
Great. Thank you so much for that clarification. I know that collections has been a hit. Another hit that's kind of come up and is vertical tabs. You know, that shipped recently, so that's available to 100% of the population. So tab management is something, I don't care what browser you're in, I don't care what you do, and tab management is something that we all deal with every single day. And so vertical tabs has actually been a big hit. It gives people a different option to, you know, move the landscape and move where they want to have and provide kind of a different experience. And so we've heard some great feedback about vertical tabs. I know William, who's on the back end right now, you know, helped with that. It led that feature. But tab management is something that we look at and we want to address feedback. And so please keep that feedback coming as well. From a collection standpoint, I think one of the things that we're seeing from enterprise customers is we're starting to see a little bit more movement of, hey, how can I pre-populate a collections, you know, for my end users? And so imagine if you're an IT admin and you want to pre-populate a set of collections for, videos or, trainings, or here's how to work with Microsoft Edge and all of the new stuff. While we have provided a lot of customer materials on our documentation site at ak.ms/deploy-edge. Customers also do their own customer materials, and so they want to pre-populate that. So if you're an enterprise customer, an IT admin, we'd love to know more about, from a collections perspective, what you'd like to do there, what you'd like to see to kind of help improve your life there and help improve end users doing that. All right, I am reading another question that came from Noel. Thanks so much. Tab's question follow-up. All right, I don't know. There's a lot, I'm not really bothered, but it means a lot to some users who are used to having 15 or 30 in other browsers. I've seen the experiments with up to 15 in Dev and Canary, but they've gone away again. Are you talking about vertical tabs or what specifically? With our different channels, so Canary updates daily, Dev updates weekly, beta updates every 6 weeks, and the stable channel updates every 6 weeks, you'll see a lot of experiments in the Canary and Dev channel. And so that's where we really take a look and get feedback. And sometimes, you'll see different things in those channels. They may or may not progress to the beta channel. It all depends upon the feedback. What we're seeing from feedback, the telemetry that we're saying, you know, is it a stable enough feature? So you'll see lots of experiments in the Dev and Canary builds before it progresses forward. So you'll see some playing around there. Don't think that it exactly answers your question, but something there. All right. So Steve, I'm going to send it over to you. We're going to take a little bit of a different turn here. Maybe Noel's follow-up. I'm getting some assistance. This is awesome when I have a lot of people who assist. It's really great, actually. Follow-up is regarding quick links on NTP. So you wanted to see how many, you wanted more than 8 links and 15 or 30 in other browsers. Okay, that's good feedback. And we can take that back to the team. So thank you so much. And thanks for my helpers who are helping me make sure to, you know, connect those questions together. Steve, let's talk a little bit about kiosk mode. That's something that, you know, enterprise customers utilize. And I think we all use kiosk mode. We just don't know that we're using it as an end user. So can you talk a little bit about what kiosk mode is and what Edge has to offer there?
Yeah, so at a high level, it's a way to configure the browser in a way that's relatively locked down for users that are intended to come up, use it, and then walk away. And the specifics vary a lot because you can think of it as the terminal that you interact with in a hotel lobby as someone visiting and just wanting to learn about the area or something like that. Or you can see it to a frontline worker where they're actually working in a pharmacy or something like that and need to access the apps, and it's different people accessing the terminal at different times, and it's all built on top of web apps. And so for those scenarios, we do have support for kiosk mode now. So if you've not switched over and you're using the Edge legacy kiosk mode, you probably want to consider and look into switching over since the Edge legacy did end support earlier this month. And next month we'll start being phased out and replaced with the new Edge through the Windows updates. And so if you've not switched over to new kiosk mode, please look into it and consider it. And it shouldn't be too much work to switch over to if you were already leveraging the Edge legacy kiosk mode. But yeah, so you can do things like put the browser in full screen, have them interact just with the web content there, or configure it kind of however you want. And so for most of the functionality that's available in Edge legacy, we support it. And for the gaps, we're actively closing them today. And so yeah.
Perfect. Thanks. Yeah, as a regular, you know, user, when we're at a grocery store or any type of store, or, you know, back in the day when we were at airports and, you know, checked in, those are all kiosk modes. And so we all utilize them. So it's interesting to hear about how, you know, Edge, you know, is a part of that process. So thanks so much. You know, keep the questions coming. We've got about 5 minutes remaining. So I'd like to take a step back. So over this last year, we've had to engage with you folks a little bit differently in the digital sense. So we had Build last May. Build is coming up again. We've had a couple of Ignites. We've done these Ask the Experts at Ignites. These seem to be the most popular. I know we've done some AMAs on Reddit. But if you have any other ideas on how you'd like to engage with us, either from a consumer or a developer or an enterprise standpoint, let us know. You know, the more ideas, you know, we're all kind of in this together to try to understand how to engage from each other, how to learn from each other, how we learn from you, how you learn from us. So if there's other areas of how you'd like to engage with the team, please let us know. This is a great question, Lakshmi. I hope I said that right. I feel like there is so much news of features and updates in all the tech I use in the last few months. It's a little overwhelming. What are you most excited about right now? Gosh, overwhelming is a great word there, right? And there's quite a few of us who've been on the team for a very long time. And going from shipping twice a year to every 6 weeks, there's lots of stuff to read all the time. You know, sometimes we learn about things that we've shipped from other people, and that's okay. Every 6 weeks is a very fast turnaround time. And what's good about it is, you know, we can ship new features, we can ship fixes right away. We don't need to wait for anything. And so that's really great. I think it's really hard to pick just one thing that we're most excited about. It depends upon the area that, you know, you're of interest in. I think one area that I utilize all the time is multi-profile. So, you know, you can keep both your work and your personal life separate. And when you've got your machine in front of you pretty much all day long now, that, you know, for those of us who are working from home, it's important to keep that separation there, right? I might do some shopping and, you know, while I do, might do, it's okay to do it on my work profile. I'd like to do that on my personal profile. And so I can just stay right there, stay all in one browser, have all of that. While that's not a new feature in the last, you know, like few months or so, that's a feature that I utilize quite a bit. I'm going to go maybe to the audience, or not to the audience, the other people. So like Candace, what is something that you're excited about that's maybe shipped over the last few months?
I've just really liked the unification of vertical tabs and collections. It's really been a lot easier to manage all of my tabs and have it all in the list. And with one click, I can kind of shove it away and organize it in collections. And so we're working based off of user feedback of making that relationship even stronger. But those two features are like indispensable. I can't imagine using another browser without those two things working in tandem together.
Awesome. Steve, how about yourself? What features that have come over the last few months that you're excited about?
So I'm actually most excited about a thing that's coming that we're working on, and a public preview will be available soon. And you've heard about it if you've been keeping up to date with some of the manageability things we've talked about at Ignite in the fall. And it's the ability for organizations to leverage MAM capabilities for managing Edge. You will no longer have to manage the entire device and have it enrolled with your organization. Just by a user logging into the browser with their work account, you can manage the experience and everything that happens along with that work account in the browser to make sure that they have a consistent and defined experience and leveraging IE mode and all that goodness from any machine that they're using, as long as they're logged in with Edge. And we'll be building on top of that over the next year after we ship the bidding capabilities to really close and complete the story for the conditional access and a lot of the data leak prevention scenarios that Arunesh cares a ton about. And so we're going to start with the configuration options and making sure the browser looks, feels, and behaves the way they expect them to, and then over time layer in the security benefits as well. And so that's what I'm super excited about right now. So,
awesome. Great. Hopefully that's helpful, but it is fast and furious, you know, shipping every 6 weeks and keeping up, and we're in constant listening and learning mode. I mean, engaging with you folks externally, we have quite a few customers that we speak with daily, and these customers are very vocal in what they'd like to have happen, what they love happening, what they don't love happening, you know. So we're always, you know, listening and learning. And so keep that feedback coming. Thanks so much. So I think we've only got about 1 minute remaining. So just to kind of recap, I really appreciate your questions. Really appreciate you taking the time to engage with us. The Ask the Experts tend to be pretty positive when we do them at Ignite. We have about 400 questions. We're able to get to about 20 or 25 or so. It's really helpful to understand what these questions are, where they're coming from, and what you're all trying to do. So thank you so much for supporting us here on the Edge team. Hopefully you're continuing to use Edge. It's your default browser, and keep all of the feedback coming. Thanks so much.